It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, folks, thanks so much for being here and coming back. Glad to have you. And I got to tell you something. I read this article, and it's one of the things that I think it got my attention, because really, I love partnering with people and helping them be the best person they want to be, helping them get closer to their healthcare desires. But I got to tell you, when all of a sudden something hits me like a ton of bricks, and it wasn't something I was thinking about, like I'm right in the minutia, right in the middle of it, and I was like, duh, right? I'm like, I have to tell other people because I think this is really important. I read this article, and it's perhaps one of the biggest unrecognized sources of toxicity that we have, because we're talking about environmental toxicity a lot these days, but it's travel. And guess who travels quite a bit? I do. And so when I read this article, I was like, I really have to take some better precautions, because I'm a big advocate of reducing exposure to these environmental toxins wherever we can. I think it's just like, hey, it's just the thing to do, because so many of them are out of our control. So anything that you can take control over, more power to us, right? So the good news is, I learned, and I couldn't bring this segment to you if it wasn't for my great friends at Green Med Info, because I get so much great evidence-based, clinically studied, indexed information from my friend Sayer Jai, who runs this site. And like I said, it's all evidence-based. You got to love that. GreenMedInfo.com. You can go to that. So here's the good news is there's things that we can do, right? Prevent the harm. Prevention is the cure. And so these chemicals, we know them as endocrine disruptors, right? They disrupt our bodies. Published scientific articles are indicating that the world's top chronic diseases are associated with things like low levels of arsenic in water. And the body buildup of persistent organic pollutants appear to be correlated with increased incidence of type 2 diabetes. Heavy metals like mercury are now being recognized, I'm telling you. High blood lead levels are linked to high blood pressure. Accumulation of metabolism of plastic in the body like bisphenol A. We see that resulting in chronic illnesses like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, other endocrine disruptors that we know are in personal care products. All of that stuff, you know, household cleaning aids, health and beauty aids, our plastics, pesticides, car exhaust, household cleaning products, you name it. We've got this, and it's really taking a toll on our health, and removing those barriers are really important. The body has a great, super way of healing itself, but we have to ask, what are obstacles to cure? So here's the deal about travel. Radiation from the airport scanners are being in transport on the plane. Okay. You got radiation. Here's how the chemicals are actually stacking up. So a menu of toxins of your choice are available either at the airport, especially on the plane too. So bottled water containing plasticizers like bisphenol A, especially if they're sat out, in the sun. All right. We have to worry about that. Hot coffee and tea that are served in those styrofoam cups, leaching out styrene and other aromatic compounds into your body as you drink that liquid down. Potential food triggers like processed dairy and sugar. It is so difficult. I got to tell you, I mean, airplane food, it's, how does it survive, right? Well, it's packed with usually high fructose corn syrup. You've got alcohol, soft drinks available, peanuts, gluten-rich snacks. You know, they say, hey, any pretzels, peanuts, or cookies. That's the tagline that I can remember as I get off my flight. Stale, stagnant air that is circulating. All of those things, really, as I said, you know, they build up. That's the biggest thing. I think that they build up. What can you do though to make sure that you're surviving the toxicity? And I do some of these, but I'm learning, and I always learn. Here's the thing. You've got to be able to, first of all, pack your own food and eat smart before you set your foot out the door. I mean, a lot of times I have early flights, but guess what? I make sure I prepare something the night before. It is so important. Don't delay. I say fail to plan to fail. This is extremely important because you can concentrate your nutrition in the morning by having a great smoothie. You can get a fresh salad. I make a great salad. I always take a picture of it and post it because I'm so proud of myself. But it's just so empowering for me to not have to complain. Because a lot of people I hear, what are they doing? Ah, the plain food is really bad. Well, go ahead and make your own. It's like the best thing ever, right? Extremely important to take snacks too. You don't know when you're going to get delayed. You don't know what is going to happen on that flight. So many things could happen. And so make sure that you've got spot on healthy foods, okay? You've got low maintenance healthy snacks. Avocados are great. They are high in potassium. A banana as well. Fiber in, like, let's say walnuts. Dark chocolate, apples. These are all tasty little nutritious treats that you can just pack. I've often advocated people that travel a lot to carry a food bag. That means that, guess what? It's always full. Every single time that you sort of take something from it, you replenish it. That's why if all of a sudden you're in a pinch and you got to grab and go and your flight is really early, guess what? Your food bag is already ready to go. It's got a healthy nut snack bar in there. It's got apples. It's got almonds or walnuts. It's got maybe perhaps some of your favorite mix or homemade mix. Get it in there. I think it's extremely important. Those portable and satisfying fruits and vegetables. You know, a lot of times people will look over at me and go like, what are you doing? I'm just eating a red pepper. It happens to be sort of the red pepper that I'm eating happens to be like I'm eating it like an apple. But for the most part, I'm just eating it. You know, it's just there. It's convenient. It's great. Those are things that are extremely important. The other thing, it has been clinically studied that travel will decrease your ability to maintain your adequate levels of vitamin C. So replenish vitamin C for sure. And also, I think the biggest thing is staying hydrated. That's one of the most important things, I think, besides preparing your food that you can do. Stay hydrated. And if you need other things, if you know that you're susceptible and that you're immunocompromised, make sure that you can pack your dietary supplements ahead. You know, a lot of people are supplement dependent because of their lifestyles. Make sure that those are things that they have in line for you. Or excuse me, those are things that you have in line all ready to go. Very, very important. And when you have to buy food at the airport, make sure that you have some of the most nutritious foods that you can get, okay? There are now kiosks all over the place. They're popping up, and green tea, which is rich in catechins, or other teas that you can actually get. We're going for nutrients here. We're going for nutrients to not only nourish your body, but fight off the toxins, perhaps, that you can actually run into on these travels, whether it's going through the radiation, whether it's being subject to not having anything prepared and only having that choice of cookies, peanuts, or pretzels. Sometimes getting bored on the flight, you're going to increase your alcohol intake because you're like, why isn't this flight ending already, right? I've been going for so long. That's really, really important. So here's the point here, folks. You got fail to plan to fail. We know that travel, at least I know, I sort of have to think about this even more. Travel is definitely a source where we can accumulate those toxins. And it's so very, very important that we do the best that we can and take control over what we have control over by decreasing our exposure to them as much as possible. And when you take back that power, it's one of the most healthiest things that you can do. Power to the people, being your own primary care provider, right? Primarily in charge of providing care for yourself. I always say too, hey, you can either be a victim or a creative cause. And I definitely think that taking power back, making your own food, being prepared, nourishing yourself is one of the best things that you can do to actually do that. You take power back. You are in control. You can be a creative cause in taking an otherwise uncomfortable situation like endless travel and making it something that you're taking care of yourself and you're really nourishing. Thank you so much for listening, folks. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD. This is Mindful Medicine, and you can follow us Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.